The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Oh, please. Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Jazz in the Gardens, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon school, yeah, if you're weak? Whoa, be my cause, oh Jah.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And yes, for everybody who reached out and checked on me and MJ and the boys, yeah, we getting there. We getting there. Still ain't there yet, but we getting there. Closer to it. Whatever you do, please, pretend like it's COVID going around out there. Take your COVID precautions. Get back to the mask. Sanitize all of that. Because, man, this creeping crud with going around, it's horrible. I don't wish this on no one. Like, real talk. But anyway, glad to know that you had a good weekend. I hope you had a good weekend, all things considered. Back at it on a Monday. Another day, another dollar holler. You know how it is. We're going to make sure, you know, we entertain you on this ride home today, because the traffic out there is crazy. All right, and we got lots to talk about. We'll be touching base with Roscoe Thompson on the flip side of the break. You know, it is Monday, so we will go live to Abaco, get caught up with, you know, Roscoe and all things Abaco, and obviously, you know, his take on you know, what's going on throughout the 242. And, of course, the lines will be open, so if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh, new, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. And a big part of the conversation we're going to have with Roscoe are the headlines. And let's have a look at them right now.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And our new arrivals in stock right now, both locations of Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right. And for more info, just check them out online, finethreads.com. Everything's right there. You can do your shopping online as well. All right, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. $10 million on government travel in 6 months. Figure up $3.6 million over previous year. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Between July and December 2024, the government spent $10 million on travel and subsistence, according to figures from its mid-year budget report. Initially, $12.4 million was allocated to the travel for the entire fiscal year, but that figure was revised to $16 million. The figure was boosted after an additional $3.6 million was relocated from other line items to travel and subsistence across all the government's agencies, departments, and ministries. $2 million alone was reallocated in the office of the Prime Minister. I wonder with the golden... Anyway, never mind. I'll ask that question later. $10 million on government travel in 6 months. Figure up $3.6 million. For what, though? Where's the return on our investment, on our tax dollar, on footing this big travel bill? Government to review existing moorings fields. Story by Kendia Dames. The Office of the Prime Minister, OPM, said yesterday the government will review existing mooring fields in the Bahamas and also launched a consultation process for the regulation of moorings. Oh, boy, here we go. Read more on that. Does that sound like posturing and maneuvering to me? Good Samaritan who helped women being attacked on it. That's Delano Clark. And a tearful Latasha Rowe, who is confined to a wheelchair after being brutally beaten by a stranger at a bus stop on Blue Hill Road in December, held tightly to the hand of Delano Clark on Friday as she thanked him for coming to her rescue that day. The reunion took place as the Bahamas Crisis Center and the Rotary Club of the Bahamas presented Clark with a White Ribbon Award in recognition of his actions. Good stuff. Police investigating death of woman found floating in waters off eastern New Providence. The body of a woman was found floating in waters off eastern New Providence on Saturday morning, police said. Her body was near a badly mangled car that was also partially underwater. The body and the car were found in waters off the intersection of Yamacraw Hill Road and Eastern Road. Man shot dead outside his home. A 24-year-old man was murdered in New Providence on Saturday night, bringing the death toll so far this year to 13, police said. My God. And that's just the first page. So we got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about the eggs, too, for $3.79. Now, before you all get all fired up, listen, man. I was all fired up. I was ready to call in today and tell Mr. Producer, look, here, line, you know, Foo Fighters, there goes my hero up. I wanted to play that for Mr. Rupert Roberts, you know, $3.79 on eggs. And then, you know, my better half. Thank God for MJ. That's why I love her to pieces. If she could prevent me from getting in a problem before I get in a problem, she would. I love her for that. Among many other things. But she's like, hey, what you celebrating? Because what kind of eggs are they? Where they come from? I eat rich animal. I just saying. Miraculously now, eggs $3.79, poof, egg supply show up, you got eggs. Man, let me know where the eggs come from, please. That chicken eggs? That lizard egg? That's ostrich egg? What kind of egg that is? Chimmy egg? That's pigeon egg? Crocodile egg? What kind of egg that is? $3.79. And listen, God knows I'm advocating $17 for a dozen and a half or, you know, $10 for a dozen, but my God, at least I know they ever been eggs. There was always cluck, 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 buck, buck. Okay? We know them to be eggs. Chicken eggs. I'm just saying. If they are chicken eggs for $3.79 a dozen, props to Mr. Roberts. I'll be the first to come on and say it, but I got to see enough of y'all eat them and know that they chicken eggs for me to be sure that they chicken eggs. Because I don't know, they might be sparrow egg or robin egg. I got to see. I might have to invest the $3.79 and see what kind of egg they are. What say you, Mr. Producer? You got to have a taste tester. I mean, a taste tester. I got to know they chicken egg. What they chicken egg is all on and popping. Don't meet me there. Beat me there because I going to buy it out. Once I know that's that chicken egg. That's all I saying. So careful. Careful. Make sure. Because you know. You want to eat the wrong set of egg. Next thing you know, you on all four legs, scratching and kicking and barking at the moon. No, sir. No, sir. Anyway, let's get to the break. We'll be going to Abaco Live on the flip side of the break with The Buzz by John Shoes. That's a wrap on the headlines brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Quick break, and the Monday, March 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Rastafari by the guidance, I'll never say what the wicked heart say. Neither will I walk in the council no day. All the eyes be no guide, so me tell
ideology and illusion, I'll be always burning. Corruption and confusion will be shown in the ash bin. Careful, arrest the man with your false doctrine, your false teaching. Oh, what a sin thing. Justice in disguise, it's salvation that is seeking.
Hola República Dominicana, send 3 money transfers using GK Money Services Western Union and you'll be automatically entered to win a trip for 2 to Punta Cana. Prize includes airfare, transportation, and 3 nights at an all-inclusive resort. Follow us on social at GKMSBAH for more info. Hola República Dominicana, send today with the Grace Canadian Money Services and Western Union. Promotion ends March 31, 2025.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Oh, plead my cause, oh, Jah. And let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. Order my steps, O Jah. The way is dark and I'm alone.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're into the buzz right now. I brought you a request by John Shoes. And don't forget, new arrivals each and every Monday and Tuesday, ladies. All right, new arrivals just for you. And don't forget, they got that Steve Madden collection going on as well at John's. So be sure to check them out today. Both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. Both of those locations are available for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. All right, let's get into the buzz. Let's get down to Abaco. Let's check in with Roscoe Thompson. Let's find out what's happening in Abaco, and then we got other things to talk about as well, too. Roscoe, what's happening? What's good?
Good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
I see you was in the capital last weekend hanging out.
But I don't know about hanging out, but I came in to see my grandmother and a couple things to do.
There you go. Well, I mean, they made sure, the Eastern Road made sure we knew he was here, Roscoe. He was tagged and everything on Facebook. That's all I'm going to say.
9:30 and 10.
So what you got going on in the back there, man? Sound like you got a town hall meeting, man. What's happening? We got a connection issue with Roscoe now?
Yeah, good. Sorry, I don't know. Something happened there, Naughty.
All right, we'll be back and popping, man. So what's going on in Abaco, man? Bring us up to snuff.
Right here, I just got back. Things still the same.
No, man, Roscoe. Yeah. Me, things still the same, man. No improvements?
I lied. They are doing some surveying, some government surveying, for what, I don't know. But I guess to see what crown land is available.
So, yeah, well, I mean, it's almost that time. So I guess you're going to start seeing, surveys and census and polls. And
yeah, but the thing that I don't understand, Naughty, a year and a half ago, local government put in for 3 acres for a new graveyard, both in Marsh Harbor and Spring City. We put in for the community centers. And we still haven't got all the paperwork back on that. I don't understand. I'm lost.
I don't get it. And I see videos coming out of Abaco. What's going on with meetings down there, especially at certain churches?
I mean, Naughty, you can't, that's a tough one. But the pastors, just like if a group of Bahamian pastors invited the
Correct.
Prime Minister and leader of opposition, I did not go, so I do not know what it was about. But they are part of our culture, part of our society, and they are a voting block. I honestly don't know what the meeting was for, but I guess you can say must be an election on the horizon.
Excuse me, that's the consensus. That's a lot of talk. That's what's in the barbershop and food store and on the street. Like, why is there such a fixation all of a sudden now with courting, other entities?
Yeah, but I understand they're courting other entities, but they still, Minister Clay Sweeten, they still haven't cleaned up the debris from being knocked down. I mean, it's dumbfounding how this government continues to treat the Bahamian people, not just here in Abaco, but throughout the rest of our archipelago. It's mind-boggling. And then when you see $10 million on travel budget, it's like, what is going on?
$10 million.
And
up $3.6 million.
When you look at that, but then Treasury has not released local government funds for February. It's already March 3rd. I mean, I'm lost. I've never seen.
You think they've been allocated to the travel budget instead?
No, I can't say that. But it's just frustrating because you have people that are waiting on checks, and you cannot issue any checks until we get our transfer. From central government, from the Treasury. But then you see an increase in travel budget. You see an increase here, this money moved from here. And you're like, okay, y'all can move it for the prime minister. But when it comes to being obligated to pay the bills for local government and all the contractors, and jobs that were done, we have to wait. I don't know what's going on. It's very frustrating. And, it's been going on like this the last couple months. It seems they're getting later and later.
I wonder if that was reallocated, man, to the travel budget. You need to double check that,
I don't think they would have reallocated a reoccurring expenditure like that, to be honest with you. But it's just frustrating when you see all this money being spent and knowing, Abaco or even Eleuthera, other areas need, things done here and there for infrastructure. It's just mind-boggling, And then I was in Nassau and I hear, is that true that Pike packed up? Is that correct?
I don't see the trucks out in force like they did. I mean, like they were, so I don't know.
All right. No, I was just curious because somebody had mentioned
I heard similar rumblings. I just trying to get confirmation on it.
Yeah, I mean, but you look at it, and then if that's, you know, hypothetical, if that's the case, I mean, come on, what deals is this government striking, man? I mean, that's no transparency, no accountability. Look at the moorings, and, you know, I'll touch on this real quick. You know, the moorings in terms of in Exuma, in certain areas, you know, and I'll speak for Abaco, for example. It goes through our port board. So somebody wants to put 3 or 4 moorings down. They send us in the GPS, you know, coordinates and everything of where they want to put these moorings down in case, you know, there's other ones that are down there from after Dorian that people just haven't, you know, put back up. Let's say the Konkin, the Jib Room, other people that have private moorings or, you know, a company. But you have numerous people that have different moorings over here. Why would I give one company the rights to Marsh Harbor? You know, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's taking money out of Bahamian's mouths that could, you know, invest in 5 or 6 moorings, you know, and get that month or weekly from boats, you know, that tie up. But a lot of that should go through local government.
And it doesn't, obviously.
No, it seems like it was bypassed in Exuma and went straight to the office of the Prime Minister. And it's something that I'm still dumbfounded. The man, Philip, or PM Davis, says, you know, oh, we're rectifying it. But, sir, you were the one that signed it. You knew you were breaking the law then in signing it with somebody's significant other that is... As a witness, I mean, it. Come on, I mean, you. How many times is the Bahamian public gonna fall for this?
Let's get to the tax lines real quick. It's our fault, Roscoe, because we continue to put people in place
but
to do it.
But it's not
to
our fault, Naughty. We keep trying to hold these people accountable, but this administration does not care about
the problem. Is we need to hold them accountable before they get in office. We try to hold them accountable after they get in. We need to hold them accountable before. That's the problem. We keep allowing the same BS to be presented to us, and we keep voting for it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Let me get to the text lines. Good day, Naughty. Welcome to Roscoe. Naughty, I saw the COI held a mini rally in Nassau. We ain't looking too bad. I sure we going with Carmichael. The PFP will definitely lose due to Fred Mitchell talking trash. You got some points there, text. All right, I got. So, how many in the mini rally did y'all have? See, I know that you used the word mini, so that'll cover up a small crowd by saying it was a mini rally. It wasn't supposed to be big, but let me know how many people was there, man. Real talk. Naughty, don't forget they just passed updated legislation to strengthen local government.
Yeah,
go ahead, Ross. If you want to touch on it, yeah.
Naughty, they did. So local government now, for example, we could go and apply for moorings and put it down and then it be put into a general account. But the way I look at it, why would local government get involved into that until the account is set up and we know that that money is earmarked back for our constituency or our area of Marsh Harbor? I'm not going to go and invest $12,000, $16,000 in moorings or whatever. And we have no guarantee. That's why I say through the local government system here, Marsh Harbor, in this area, you go through the port board and then, you know, just to give you the coordinates and what they're going to do to make sure nobody has that area already or there's no mooring buoys around. But the texter is right. Yes, we have gotten more in regards to collecting money, but it still has not been ratified in regards to where is that money going? Where is it earmarked to? Has a general account been set up yet? You know, they passed this legislation and they rushed it through. And, you know, here we are in a crutch. So the new legislation isn't all what it's made to be.
All right, let's get back to the text lines. Naughty. Did Roscoe just say that Haitians are a voting bloc in Abaco? Firstly, are those individuals in Abaco legally is the major question.
Well, think about it. I mean, at one point in polling division number 6 in Central in Marsh Harbor in Abaco, you had close to 400 of Haitian descent, I would say, that was eligible to vote, roughly. That's a big block in one polling division when you have, you know, I think you had 700 people.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You get 700 people in the polling division, that's plenty.
Right. I mean, but I'm just saying, when 350 to 400 of them are of a descent, of Haitian descent, you know, it's a big voting block. Now, that is not like that in Marsh Harbor anymore, but now it has moved into the northern districts, into Murphy and Dundastown, and other areas. So it is a, they play a big part, you know. You could swing that voting block, that gives you a 300 vote lead right off the bat.
All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, it was probably naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, what's going on, Roscoe? I'll talk to Toby still for putting out that video on the BS. I like Toby, man. Yeah, listen, we still in Nairobi. Now, listen to me, man. There's some real BS that's going on as it relates to all of this that I'm hearing, right? You saw the video with the politicians dancing around, giving homage to the Haitian community, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But here's where the problem is. When you're denying people, vehement people. Let me share something that's going on, Naughty. I have an Haitian-American friend, right, who told me that he was born in Freeport, right? I have an Haitian-American girlfriend. She carries a Thompson surname. She's deceased. God bless her, right? Beautiful lady. She said that she was born in Freeport. Everybody I noticed is saying that they're born in Freeport. So I'm trying to find out. Listen to the chronology of BS. So you have a lot of migrants that claimed citizenship previously, years ago. Now, we know that this justice of the peace system, right, cannot be allowed to be going on because it's total BS to me. Because then my brethren ended up telling me a while back, he didn't really notice that what he had told me previously, but he said he's born in Freeport, but he said his father, he told me when they deported him from the States, he went to Haiti to visit his father. He said his father never came to the Bahamas. But yet still he tell me he's born in Freeport, so that means either his mother traversed the seas or came on the plane and never went back. You understand what I'm saying? But you are trying to tell me now, Naughty, that everyone who claims that they are born in the Bahamas is actually born in the Bahamas, Naughty? And then what I'm saying is, through this chronology, right, they have brought children here, and then they are claiming citizenship, and it goes on and on from an illegitimate act that seems that, you know, I had an Asian-American friend who admitted to me that let's say the narrative that the Haitian pastor, who the PM then went and visited and all that different things, they discussed in PM saying, they discussing how they impede migration and all these compatibility and neutral, but we're not seeing it, Naughty. They're still creating a parallel society. We're still seeing the disparaging remarks and the contempt for behemoth people in their own homeland. And nobody's addressing that community as to what they're doing and the subjugation that they're doing and the contempt they're showing for behemoth people in their land. You see what I'm saying? So nobody wants to address this problem. But we know that politicians are scumbags because we see what they do for votes, Naughty. Let me give you two examples. Governor DeSantos passed Ashanti Town Act. They like to follow what Marcinem do. He passed a simple Charlie Down Act in which made it illegal to squat online. Now, Trump, you know, I don't agree with everything with Trump saying, and I, honestly, but Trump passed, there's some new law. I didn't even know the acronym, and I don't care to know. But the basis of this law is that it is an Immigration Disclosure Act in which people who enter the country illegally must disclose so that when they are caught, they would have a chance to come back legitimately. If otherwise, you would be deported, and that's to say, you would be exempted from returning under any legitimate circumstances. This is something that they did. These are just a simple legislation that our leaders could have put in place if they had the desire to do so. But then we have the PM admitting that he is, I mean, it doesn't, he said he's a Haitian. That's what he said. He's going by the words that came out of his mouth. But what I'm saying is, you can see what they're doing, right? And it's disunity. And I want the Haitian community to know, and the Bahamian people to know, that disunity is what makes a politician's paradise. You don't need a brain to see that, Naughty. It's cheap you throw your brains on the ground and don't use it. And then you have people amongst us, right, who are part of the problem. The politicians who always have the solution, but the problems remain the same. You understand me? That's up.
All right, 52, good stuff as always. Roscoe, let me get to a couple of these texts, and then you can respond. Here we go. Let's jump on in. Naughty, I with you. I'm not eating any of them eggs. I got to see other people eat them eggs first. Naughty Boy Island, none of them eggs. They may be snake eggs. 379 is too good to be true. I was saying it was ironic that they say they're trying to strengthen local government, but they've starved them of funds time and time again. Naughty, the crowd was over 500 at the COI mini rally. Okay. Naughty and Roscoe, why are we surprised when our PM said he is of Haitian descent? They are his people.
Yeah, but, you know, Naughty, and I look at an example. Just recently, we had a Bahamian business over here that did not, you know, transfer their business license up into town. Anyway, make a long story short, they were fine. They were made to close down until they get their proper documentation in order to reopen back up. But if you go out to the farm or you go to some of these shanty towns, they have everything that they need in there, and they're operating illegal, because who's giving permission to sell beer and liquor and food and all that out of there? It shouldn't be happening. So it goes back to, it's one set of rules for one, and then we let another set get away with it, which is not right. If you're drawing a line across, straight across, that's for everybody. It's amazing that it doesn't work that way. You there?
Yep.
You know, so it gets frustrating when you look at the demographics of the Bahamas, the demographic of the Bahamas, and see what's going on.
That's the thing, Roscoe. You were breaking up just a second ago, but the demographic has changed.
Right, I understand that.
And we have to now know what are we exactly up against.
If you're operating a business illegally on a Crown land plot or the farm, how are you getting a business license, or how are you allowed to sell liquor or X, Y, and Z? Who's regulating this? But you're going to come into the middle of Marsh Harbor, Dundas, and Murphytown and shut down legitimate businesses? I mean, it has to be straight across the board, you know.
It got
to
be some balance to it.
Yeah, it just can't be one for one, you know. It has to be one for one, straight across the board.
All right, let's
start. And I'm with you, Naughty. As much as I respect Mr. Robertson with Super Value, that's scary to know where they got all them eggs for.
Right. Let's get to the text lines real quick. Then we got the phone lines. Naughty, can Roscoe advise if he is pushing for immigration to conduct routine checks and ensuring that our national security isn't at risk from those who are not here legally? And what is local government doing about illegal immigration?
Well, local government only has so much authority, but yes, local government does work along with the immigration department, the police, and the defense force when we know something is being built illegally, or we know that a shanty town has popped up. But these areas that we've addressed and we continue to address, before the immigration or the police get down in there, they already know the raid's happening.
So something that is obviously a breach there too as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's a big.
Naughty and Roscoe, I hear they're getting those eggs from Mexico. Their eggs are $1.68 a dozen in Mexico.
Hey, if they're getting them in Mexico and they're good, hey, all more to you.
Man, if I see somebody eat them and it's all good, then it's yeeha yeeha andale arriba. I don't care where they come from. Let's go, huevo frito. Come on. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Good day, Naughty. How you doing?
Afternoon. What's happening?
Good day, Roscoe.
Good day. Good day.
Are we in silly political season as yet?
Yeah, man. You can't tell.
Because I'm this Morin thing. The explanation given by Sir Freddie Doodoo, you know, like Dr. Doolittle?
Mm-hmm.
I call him Sir Freddie Doodoo. He mentioned the Morin contract missigned by the leader was because the boats them deposited in Doodoo in Elizabeth Harbor, right?
Listen, All I can tell you is.
Tough as words, right?
Those. Huh? I don't wear nothing anymore when it comes to signings in this country. Both the F&M under the previous Menace administration did boo-boo the fool with signing the contract with Oban. This is ludicrous. This should never have happened. So, I mean, come on. Here we are.
But he speaks for the party. He's a minister. He's a member of parliament. So we might as well give him a name. Freddie
Doodoo. Well, you know, start the petition and see if people sign it, and you get it going. You take a that's your good initiative for you to push.
You know, I mean,
I really have nothing to do with anybody named Sir Freddie Doodoo. All right,
I'll explain something done by their leader. It turns out this kind of way. I mean, we all know he got a lot of experience in the doodoo field.
All right. You know, I appreciate it. You made your point, man. We got to get to the break. You're turning this into a real doo-doo show, bro. It's all good. All right? Thanks. Let me get your point. Let's get to the text lines real quick. Naughty, it's an executive order implementing a registry for immigrants to sign up. It's being challenged in court. All I can say is come election day, everyone better be able to speak Bahamanese.
But listen, Naughty, a lot of people don't realize, and this isn't just for Nassau, but this is also for the Family Islands and everywhere. The 2017 register is an ongoing register. But one thing that we had after Dorian is they gave leniency because people were, you know, COVID and moving. But if you now live in North Abaco and you used to live in South Abaco, you need to go and re-register or transfer from the north to the south or vice versa. And that's the same if you lived in St. Anne's or you moved to Killarney. You know, you need to get that straight because there's also a lot of people on there that too have passed away. You know, so things need to be done. Do I agree with an ongoing register? Yes, I do. But I also think that it needs to be revamped to where, you know, it's easily addressed to transfer from north to south or from Poland Division 5 to 6, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah. It's just, there was a movie, remember Something Wicked This Way Comes?
Yeah.
When I see stuff like this, I just feel like something, this is like a premonition. You got to dot your I's and cross your T's.
You do, because if it's any instance of what happened with local government elections in January, if that's how they run the general elections, I don't care, you know, if you're F&M, you need to keep an eye and make sure, like you said, all your dotted T's across, COI, DNA, whoever it is. You got to, because it was a... To me, it was a failure, you know.
All right,
there were so many mistakes. The parliamentary registry office really, really messed up.
Let's get to these other texts in this other call because our time's starting to run. Naughty, these political imbeciles are very selfish and biased. It's so clear. Even a bookless sheep. I don't know what you mean by that. Even a sheep can see that illegal migration interfaces with bribery, drugs, guns, and human smuggling. We behaving so desperate, they wing us with flipping eggs. Wow. And why everyone could talk about their pirate parties, but saying COI rally was little and no word about it. Let's put behemoths first for once. Why can't eggs come from our farmers?
Yeah, but and listen, if I was a COI supporter, yes, but I'm not. So I can't really, you want me to say, oh, they say 500 people were there inside that movie theater? I would have to say the devil is a liar because that place can't hold 500 people inside that one place.
Maybe it was outside though. Maybe it wasn't in one
of
the theaters.
No, I'm just using an example, but what was inside. So I don't know what was outside, so I can't comment. You know, do I support the COI? No. Would I support the CI? No. But that's my right, just as anybody has the right to speak out for the eponym, the PLP, the COI, that's your choice. At the end of the day, you got to make that decision.
Naughty and Roscoe tell Freddie it can't be about doo-doo, because when they spilled it the last time, we had to clean it up. And that's the truth. The last time it was spilled, we had to clean it up.
But how does... And this is what I don't understand, Naughty. And I'll use a comparison of Freddie and PM Davis. You know, he seems to be able to overrule or speak on issues that the prime minister can't, or the leader of the PLP. But then you have the FNM. You don't hear Dr. Sands, you know, going against what Michael Pintard says. You know, everything lines up. I just don't understand how he's not able to separate his chairman, being the chairman of the PLP, being a minister, being an MP. You know, I guess he's just messed up.
Understatement. Naughty, if the PLP wins the next election, where do you think that would put us economically? Oof.
Toilet bowl? Well, we're ready.
That scares me to even think about that.
Septic tank?
Not well, further in it, you mean, right? Naughty, did you see the photo floating around with a foreigner having a Bahamian passport and voter's card? He was looking for a job and couldn't even speak English. Seen that several times. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, I'm sorry for calling back, but, you know, that text hit the nail right on the head, but I just want to get this in. Quickly, speaking of eggs, you know, I went down to one of the places they call the market. I was late, but the guy, he showed me some eggs, and he said that was what was left, and they had the doo-doo on it. So, I mean, obviously, I mean, I couldn't buy them, even though I have to cook them and re, but I'm not going to be a part of any experiment. But what I'm concerned about is the mRNA that they're putting inside the food now, the plant foods, you know. So, I mean, and then also the texter. I love the texter. Thanks, texter, because that's what I was calling about. But what I'm also concerned about is I didn't hear anything about this from the media or in the encyclopedia. What's going on? What type of BS is this, Naughty? What type of BS is this? What do you mean, foreigner? I saw it on WhatsApp. But what do you mean he can't speak English and he has the voter's card? I mean, what? You know, come on, man. Come on, man. Man, you know, the Bahamian people really, oh, God, bless them, yeah.
Like I say, a lot of mixed sentiment when it comes to that, Roscoe.
No, Naughty, but a lot of that's been going on for years, for the past umpteen years. And it's sad when you see, and I won't call no names, but I had an example. I'll use me as example. I'm Bahamian. My daughter was born in America. Her mom is American. I'm signed on her birth certificate. For her to get Bahamian citizenship, I have to legally adopt her. Okay?
Wow.
Now, you know, you think about that. So I had a friend of mine. She's American. The husband's Bahamian. They're not married. Their daughter's trying to get Bahamian citizenship. And, you know, I was trying to help her. I said, the only way he's going to be is y'all have to be married or, you know, he has to legally adopt you for this to happen. You know, oh, well, let me, you know, I'm going to see I have a friend in him. You know, we have a friend. That doesn't work that way because that then is a fraudulent document. I said, be very careful with that. Unless it is approved by cabinet, you cannot do that way because you will get in trouble for that. So please just be very, and I was, and trust me, I tried this even when the FNM and my lawyer said, Roscoe, you have to legally adopt your daughter. And I'm like, I'm Bahamian. She's born in America. I signed the birth certificate, but I have to legally adopt her for her to become a Bahamian because me and her mom never got married.
Wow. It's a process.
Make you go home.
Yeah, definitely. That's our time, Roscoe. I appreciate it. Good stuff as always. We'll do it again next Monday. I want you to have a great remainder of the week down there in Abaco, and hopefully some things will change by the time we talk again next week.
Yeah, I mean, Naughty, don't get me wrong. They put some cat's eyes going south, and, you know, the barge is still on the reef. I'll go take a look at we have a new chamber president, so maybe I'll ask and see if Daphne is no longer the chamber president over here. I'll see if she would like to come on. But I've given me the opportunity and Abaco the opportunity every Monday to come on and share our views and have a good
chat. And we'll keep doing it till they take care of Abaco and get it right.
Boy, we'll be here. Abaco, take care of itself before we have to wait for government sometimes, you know.
There you go. All right, man. Let me get this one text in, man. Good stuff, Roscoe. We'll do it again next week. Naughty, this upcoming election needs some thorough scrutiny with voters allowed to participate. Maybe we should do away with these old cards and get some updated system. We need no foreigners voting, cheating for any party. Good stuff, everybody who texted and chimed in, called in. Quick break, flip side of the break. You got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Then we'll get into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be in the building. And as we go to the break, gas tracker, 553 at Rubis, 550 at SO, 556 at Shell. Get your pogo stick, get your skateboard. I'm telling you, you'll thank me for it later.
Neither will I walk in the council no day. Holly has been no guy, so I never go astray from my roots and my culture. Neither will I forget.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa! Buenos dias! It's Monday! It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for your numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
En tres pelotas, 7-3-8-7-3-8.
Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friends.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salad and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glance. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glance one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats: 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new barbecue bacon ranch sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC barbecue bacon ranch sandwich is here, and it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll never go in wrong congregation. Boy, 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 boy. Rastaman upon vegan soul.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Jazz in the Gardens, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Towel, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Never do what he then do, cause the foreign by the guidance. I'll never say what the wicked art say. Neither will I walk in the council no day.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearlie is now in the building. Into the 5 o'clock hour, we're talking sports. Little FYI for you. Don't forget, don't miss the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championships at Malcolm Park, Beach Soccer Stadium. in Nassau, March 11th through the 19th. Watch the Junkanoo Boys take on top teams like Panama and the U.S. It's free to attend, so come out and support your team. Come out and support the Junkanoo Boys. All right? The beach soccer, that's always a good look. That's always a good event.
And it's free.
There you go. And don't forget, KFC's got the big meals, the big deals going on. All right? Three pieces of chicken, fries, and biscuit, and that Pepsi. All right? And they got it, original or spicy. All right? Let KFC do the cooking for you today with those big deals. It's always finger-licking good. All right, so let's jump on in. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's get that out of the way. Because that's how we kick it off each and every day right here on Talking Heads. Once we get that out of the way, we get into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, all things local in sports. Then we get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. But on this day in sports history, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, March 3rd. A lot of things happened. 1875, the first recorded hockey game was played in Montreal. 1920, the Quebec Bulldogs beat the Montreal Canadiens 16-3. 1959, the San Francisco Giants had their new stadium officially named Candlestick Park. 1968, Jean Beliveau of the Montreal Canadiens became the second NHL player to score 1,000 regular season career points. 1974, George Foreman knocked out Ken Norton. Boy, did he ever.
He sure did.
1982, Wayne Gretzky, the Edmonton Oilers, scored his 77th, 78th, and 79th goals of the season. 1992, Mike Bossy's number two became the second number retired by the New York Islanders. 1998, Larry Doby became the first black player in the American League to be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. 2001, John Ruiz became the first Hispanic heavyweight champion. He beat Evander Holyfield for the WBA heavyweight title. 2002, the Dallas Stars set an NHL record with their 48th straight win. When leading after two periods, the streak started on November 11th, 2000. 2006, in Tokyo, Japan, the opening of the World Baseball Classic took place. Sports quote of the day, it's tough to make predictions, especially about the future. Yogi Berra. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, let's get into the local scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, it's all about the $9.95 Royal Deal. Choose your sandwich, the Double Big King Jr. or the original chicken sandwich. You get that with the four-piece nuggets, the deluxe drink, the value fries, and the cookie, all for $9.95. VAT included at your favorite Burger King Nassau location.
Can we stop there afterwards?
You're obey right away. There you go. Man. You pay and you treat, I eat. That's how it works.
No problem.
All right, boom. So that's the coverage right there. Now we got to look at the local scene. And like I said, a lot of sports to talk about locally. Getting to that time in college basketball, too, in the United States, we're going to see Bahamian names popping up in tournaments. You know, some even trying to make the prestigious NCAA Final Four tournament, you know, the March Madness.
I see that. You see St. John's?
What about them?
They number six in the nation. Now, Rick Pitino is in running for Coach of the Year.
Oh, you mean St. John's University?
The big school, not my Minnesota St. John's.
Yeah, yeah.
New York St. John's.
You know wherever Pitino goes, he got boosters, and he in New York. The boosters are close to him. The family's close by. What are you talking about?
But I mean, I thought he would turn it around, but not in the year one.
And he can do it with recruiting, too.
But NIL is something else.
Transfer portal, something else.
Yeah, I tell you.
All right, another national record for Jackson. Andrews collects two medals. Thompson's sisters win three medals each. Started by Sheldon Longley, a number of Bahamian athletes took part in their respective conference championships. In the NCAA action over the weekend, Kalia Jackson just keeps getting stronger and stronger, turning in national record throw after national record throw. Over at the 2025 Atlantic Coast Conference ACC Indoor Track and Field Championships at Northern Healthcare Sports and Learning Center in Louisville, Kentucky, the University of Miami Hurricane sophomore had a massive toss of 20.02 meters.
It's Hammer, right?
Yeah. So that's 65 feet, 8 1/4 inches to finish eighth. She broke her own national record of 19.80 meters, 64 feet, 11 1/2 inches.
I'm so impressed with her because we've never had a Hammer draw. So to have her and she's moving up the ranks like that, that's
she's only a sophomore too.
That's great. That's super.
Texas Tech University Red Raiders junior Anton Andrews was in action at the Big 12 Conference Indoor Track and Field Championship at the Texas Tech Sports Performance Center in Lubbock, Texas. Andrews picked up a pair of medals, finishing second in the men's 60-meter hurdles and third in the men's 60 meters. He clocked 7.567 seconds in the men's 60-meter hurdles after running 7.62 seconds in the heats. And in the men's 60 meters, he ran a 6.63 in the final after running an identical time in the heats.
Good stuff.
There you go.
Really good.
And the Thompson sisters doing that thing. They won 3 medals each. So there you go. You got Bahamas doing big things. Kai Jones waived by the Clippers, but signed a 2-way deal with the Dallas Mavericks right after that.
Wow. I wonder why the Clippers waived him. Because he was getting no play time.
I don't know. We got to see. Bahamian equestrian team shines at Grand Caribe Martinique. So that's good to know as well, too. We've got the equestrians, the horse riders. That's always good stuff. All right, that's a wrap on the local.
Is that the Eastern Road, people?
I was kind of sort of like that, man, Pearly. Don't go there. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty Police and Biz Boy. What's happening, y'all?
Hey,
what's going on, St. Pete?
Man, I love our New Look Lakers, man. I love them. Ain't nobody want to play them in the playoff, man. What y'all think?
Naughty has a different look.
I'm kind of guarded, man. I like what Luka's doing. I like how Luka's coming and taking the reins. You know, making LeBron look good. Also, you know, letting dudes like Austin Reeves and Dalton Connect start to shine and show their mantle. But at the end of the day, I still think we got a hole in the middle, man. We got a hole at the center position. And when you go up with teams who got versatile bigs that could score and pass the ball, it's going to present a problem.
Yeah, that's our only weakness right there. Hey, but so what happened with Deion's son, man? He might drop in the draft, man.
I think that goes more to what the team that's picking needs. So
I'm the Raiders at number 6 and I want him and I don't want to trade up, I'm going to smear him all I can. I'm going to say he's horrible. I'm going to put out a rumor.
Yeah.
I'm going to hope he falls. And at number 6, I'm going to grab him.
Okay.
You cannot trust anything this time of year. Once you see the combines go down, every general manager is a snake oil salesman. Every is a two-bit casino gambler hustler.
Yeah.
Don't believe a word they say.
They might bring up something what he done in high school.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. Watch free agency starts next week. Watch where Aaron Rodgers lands. All right. Yeah. Watch that. If Aaron Rodgers lands in New York and the Titans get the first pick, I think the Titans are going to take him on board. And then I think he will end up as a Las Vegas Raider.
Think so?
Yeah.
I don't think. I think.
But you know, Prime got something to do with that though. Prime.
I think he does end up a Raider. They may trade up to get him though.
They may have to trade up to get him. But if the Giants don't sign Aaron Rodgers, then the Giants may pick him.
But the Giants wanted Matthew Stafford, but that didn't work out.
The Rams wasn't letting him go.
But Aaron Rodgers to the Giants, that's horrible.
That's been the talk.
Aaron Rodgers need to retire, man. He need to retire. That's what I look at it.
He's now like Shaq was at the end of his career, bouncing around from team to team.
Yeah. I think the Giants want to take him for a 1-year deal, draft a quarterback like in the second round, and groom him under Rodgers to take over after Rodgers leaves.
Maybe it's that dart kid from Mississippi that they got their
Mississippi
eye on.
Mississippi State.
All right. I passed by the Red Stadium earlier, man. They're getting the roof together, boy, but it can be a lot to be probably next year sometime, you know what I'm saying?
So where are they going to play this year?
Steinbrenner Field.
I think they're going to play in Tennessee, I think.
No, they're playing in Steinbrenner Field, buddy.
Where the
Yankees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spring training facility.
That's
a small field.
That's a good
big
field. Right across from Raymond James Stadium. That's a nice field.
How many seats it got?
Ooh, maybe 5,000.
No, it's got to be a facility that can handle Major League Baseball for half a season.
Yeah, it can't be no 5,000 seater. Got to be a minimum 30,000 seater.
It's from outside there. Look, but I never been. I passed by it, but it's right across from. They got a walkway from Raymond James Stadium, right across to the road.
All right.
But that stadium, it worse than what it was, man. It's crazy, man.
Well, the hurricane messed it up, yeah.
Hey,
the Tampa Bay Rays to play 2025 home Major League Baseball games at Steinbrenner Field.
Okay.
They need to tear that down, man. Honestly, that stadium, the amount of money they've put into that, you know, because eventually the team gonna move to Tampa, man. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna move to Tampa. You can move down there in Ybor City somewhere, man.
Oh, where they at now? Not there in Davenville.
Their home team is in St. Petersburg.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
They call them the Tampa Bay Rays because it's the Tampa Bay Rays. But they need to move. They're going to move eventually to Tampa because, you know, Tampa pushing for it, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
They want to raise the taxes and all that stuff. And really, Tampa, you know, Tampa is a major city. They got all the federal courts and everything down there. You know, St. Petersburg is a suburb, you know what I'm saying? But anytime you got a national team in your stadium, it brings a lot of revenue. A lot of people going, you know, those bars and clubs downtown, anytime they got baseball, man, it's you know, people make money off parking in the yard and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it brings a lot of revenue, man.
Yeah.
But a lot of people can lose a lot of revenue, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you.
So, go Lakers, man.
He said, St. Pete, good to hear from you, man.
And the Dallas Cowboys can win the Super Bowl this year.
Amen. From your word, from your mouth to God's ears.
Lord have mercy.
Let's get to the next call. Talking
Father
Heads.
In heaven, hear the prayers.
Hello, Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's happening?
What's happening with you, man?
I'm good. What's happening with you?
What the hell are you telling St. Peter's just now, man?
What?
With the Lakers.
You know the minute you say something, the Lakers get
it. Did I stutter? If we don't have a viable big man in the middle, no, you want me to repeat it so you get it clear and you don't get it twisted? If the Lakers don't have a viable center, a viable option at the post, when they go up with teams with dominant, versatile, athletic bigs like the Denver Nuggets, they're going to have a problem. Yes, yes, Redick has made some wonderful adjustments and he's done a great job changing things up. But obviously, in a seven-game series, you have to give credit to the Denver coaching staff, too. They've won a championship. They make adjustments as well, too. Okay. And we haven't had the answer for a dude like Jokic. The other night was pretty decent, but it was a combination of Redick throwing up a twist in the defense and nobody on Denver being able to throw a ball in the ocean, let alone the bucket. But anyway, I digress. That's what I said. If we don't get better play at the center position in the seven-game series against a team with a dominant center, we will have a problem.
I'm going to say something here, though. If you really know basketball, right, it's a team effort game, right? And every team they play now was playing.
And it's because I know basketball that I'm saying that the lack of a center position, we're going to have a problem. That's why I'm saying it, Skiller.
They have a center. They have a center. Right? You could say the center ain't big like the other rest of fellas. But you know what win basketball game? Strategy. Now, hear this. From 80 going, we play couple centers. Permanent centers. Joker, we beat them.
For the first time in how many games?
Don't worry about the
first time in nine games, Skillet. So obviously they had our number for nine games.
Listen, how much time we play them for this year?
Joker, I mean, Skillet, I'm talking about the last nine times we played them, okay? The last nine times we played.
I'm talking about last year. I'm talking about this year.
Okay, the last time we played them and we won.
Huh?
The last time we played them and we won, and I told you it was for two reasons. One, because Redick had a good twist in the defensive scheme night.
And secondly,
half the dudes on that team who could shoot like Murray and Porter and everybody couldn't throw a ball in the ocean, let alone the rim.
Murray had a good game. Murray was top scorer. Murray had a good
go
game.
Go there like that.
I can.
Defense is win game. And right now, Lakers is the number two defensive in the league.
And that's
they
fine.
The number two defense in the league.
But again, Skiller, this is regular season, night in and night out, one game series. Yes, when you have a playoff and you have a matchup situation,
like
throw
you,
them stats out the window.
But didn't I tell you, after the All-Star, let's see how they can work out as a team together. And you ain't see what's happening? Do you know the Lakers have the longest winning streak?
But Skiller, the funny thing about it is the Lakers won 10 games before the All-Star break and lost going into the All-Star game. Now they've won six straight.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know that's the longest winning streak?
Longest winning streak what?
In the West right now.
Right, but that's not the longest streak for the year because they earlier had a longer run than six games.
Anyhow.
So don't tell me that's the longest streak. That might be the current longest streak, but prior to that, the Lakers did win more than six games in a row.
You remember when LeBron and them used to play for the Heat? You remember that center, what they had for the Heat when everybody was saying? He's not a center. that will make the Heat look good going to the playoffs.
You had Chris Bosh, you had Dwayne Wade, you had LeBron James.
No, I don't know Chris Bosh. I'm talking about the other fella who they used to call the Bird.
The who?
The Bird.
And you had Lonzo Mourning there too before.
No, I don't know Lonzo Mourning. I talk about the Bird, the son of the Bird.
Yeah, the Bird man, Chris Anderson,
right,
white boy with tattoos,
right, and
looking like a poster child for crystal meth.
And you see how that nigga just playing in the system.
How you could call a white boy the N-word, Skiller? Come on, you told me inappropriate on the show. You just said
no N-word.
You just said it, not N-word.
I said the Bird.
Anyway,
I said
we can play it back. I'm just saying it's kind of ironic. I'm just saying you can't really apply that
I don't
now.
Know. Hey, let me just
unless
say,
you're
I
talking about Eminem.
Bird. I say the fella what was the Bird. What they used to call the Bird.
Don't worry about it, Skiller. Yeah. You missed it. It's all good. Don't worry about it. We understand.
Right.
You're referring to Chris Anderson. And Chris
good
Anderson.
Defense.
But Skiller, what I'm telling you is, if you have a team like the old Heat did when LeBron was chasing championships, and running to Miami to win them. Yeah, no, you talk. You, no, you was talking just now about the Miami Heat reference.
Would used to play with LeBron them.
Correct.
Was with the Kingham.
Right, when he ran to Miami from Cleveland chasing titles. Yes. Not one, not two, not three that time. He talking about that, right?
Huh?
We talking about that time, right?
No, I just was saying, I talking about the center, what was playing with them then.
Right, and I'm explaining to you.
He was just like this boy, we're playing with the Lakers now.
But guess what? The difference is, you got Luka and an aging LeBron. You don't have an AD no more. In Miami, he had Dwayne Wade. He had LeBron. He had Anselm. He had Chris Bosh.
If you could beat him once, you could beat him twice.
And if they beat you eight games in a row,
you
need to beat them once or twice. You can't have somebody take your lunch money eight games in a row.
Talking about the present.
Okay.
Now watch this. I want you to watch a game where we can play on Saturday. What you think with Boston? And they got some big centers too, right?
Who's that big center? Porzingis?
Oh, yeah.
He like a stiff in the mud, man. You could run around Porzingis. You could get around Porzingis.
I hear that.
So you're saying Eddie Boston
right.
can win a title without
listen,
a center?
But
Boston has won a title without a center. You forget they
so
won it.
Why can't the Lakers do that?
Let me ask you something.
But they had the option to throw it in Porzingis if things get hectic against a big stiff. They could put him in as
but he's not a rim protector. Porzingis is not a rim protector.
Yeah, but he can draw 1 second, Skiller. He can draw a good defensive play and stand out because he does shoot the three ball and he does shoot from outside.
Yeah.
So he will automatically draw him out.
On the other side.
But on the defensive side, I mean, he's 7 foot something standing up, but he ain't a rim protector. But
not at all. He push him around.
But he's still 7 foot something.
They beat a Denver team that you say the Lakers can't beat without a center.
Earl, up until that night, how many games did Denver take our lunch money in a row,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, but you was the one telling me, Kansas City is 10-3 after 2 weeks when he's prepared.
And you was like, there's a reason why he's three, right?
Exactly.
Okay then, okay.
And so there's a reason why now that they could be winning.
You basing that on a one-game adjustment, an excellent one-game adjustment that Redick threw at him. I'm saying
but
in a seven-game series.
Is that one-game adjustment and things change.
Yeah, but in a seven-game series, when I'm facing you to win four games, then me and you making adjustments on each other.
Yeah.
And Denver's done a great job, their coaching staff, of making in-game adjustments and on-the-fly adjustments. They have.
They have in the past, but I like what Redick is doing.
I'm loving
I'm
what Redick is doing.
Credit here. I think the difference in the Lakers is Redick and Luka.
Correct.
That's the difference. Luka's brought a different, I think, to the Lakers. They're playing a lot freer. They're wide open. He's got people.
I
like,
just think Luka rolled up. I just think Luka rolled up to LeBron in the locker room day one with a beer in one hand, a cigarette in his mouth. I was like, look, I just spoke to Vlade Divac. This is how this can go. You go over there with your old behind. I could take care of all of this. And you're going to have spurts in this game where I make you look good for 5 and 6 minutes in a row, and you're going to look awesome.
He's telling them, when the fella shoot, break for the rim, we can crash the board, I can give you a football pass down, and you lay it up. That's what because LeBron has probably had more
cherry-pick layups. Let's be real, he looked like A.C. Green.
But guess what?
You don't mind your A.C. Green cherry-picking?
Guess what? While I don't like LeBron, I like that Luka making the Lakers look a lot better. That's what I like.
It's all Luka.
Yeah.
Because LeBron was there for years and years and years, and we saw the results.
And so, you know,
Luka come in like a breath of fresh air.
I think if the Lakers finish in the top four in the season, I think if the Lakers win a round one or two, I personally would give J.J. Redick
coach of the year.
He's
but you know who's an unsung hero who don't get enough credit on the Laker team? Is that same Austin Reeves. Same Austin Reeves. Can't forget him either.
No, you can't. Austin Reeves is the new white mamba.
No, he's the new Jerry West now.
No, they have a different name. No, they call him. I said somebody made a reference to him or something like that today because he has that beast type mentality.
Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, but let me say one other thing too, right? Luca ain't making Austin Reed look good. Austin Reed ever was looking good. You remember the game when LeBron and Luca said out? You see how much Austin Reed score? See, he carried the Lakers.
Yeah, but Skinner, okay. I mean, Skinner, I know you're a Laker. I know.
Way before Austin, Luka come there. So don't say Luka come there and that's what get Austin Reed looking good. Now.
I didn't say that, though.
You said that.
I said, no, Skinner. I said Luka got your homeboy, your deity, who you worship, old funky LeBron looking good. That's what I said. And I also said, credit must be given to Austin Reeves. Don't forget Austin Reeves, AR-15. I didn't say Luka made him look good. I said don't forget him. He averaging 22 points quietly over this whole stretch.
Yeah, Austin Reeves is the one would really is the assistant.
And guess what? This looked like Sons of Anarchy now because you get all kind of blonde white boys popping up like bikers in L.A. shooting the ball. Don't forget Dalton Connect. He ended up at 19 last night. Well,
he's out of his feelings now. He don't feel too bad
about it. He don't feel bad. He's loved. You know it's all good now.
He was hurt. He got traded. So now
he's over being butthurt. He's good. He's ready to go.
Don't remember now. Don't forget Naughty. We had some white boys back then when Magic them was playing.
Craig Rambis.
Right.
Chuck Nevis. No. Kurt Rambis. Chuck Nevis. Mark Landsberger. I can name a couple more. Sven Nader, who used to back up Kareem.
I forgot my Sven.
Yeah, man. And then a couple more. Wait, hold on. Let me finish now. We had a couple other ones too, man. Who was it? Sasha Vujicic was another one.
He didn't last long.
Yeah, but he's still a white boy.
Yeah.
Vladdy, you could say Vladdy too.
Vladdy, Pau.
Vladdy, D.Y. Well,
Pau. Yeah. Pau was there with Kobe, okay.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, we had plenty over the time.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Way back to Jerry West and Gail Goodrich.
Boy, but you know what's to hurt my heart? When Boston put an all white team on the court and they kill people, Jerry.
Yes, but.
What is to hurt
hold on. Let's get. All right, Skiller, we got to get
to this. Can be quick. Y'all hear the thing about my man from San Francisco? Who went to.
Who, Debo?
Who went to. Yeah, Debo. He went to Washington.
And Debo could be finishing football in another 2-3 years anyway.
I think anyway, Washington get one good year out of it.
I just wanted to say that part. I don't see why they let him go like that.
He
was trying to get out from last year, from before the season started. So
I hear that.
Yeah, and that, they need to do that because they can't pay him that kind of money.
They did say too, my man going to the Jets, man.
I got a part of that. Oh,
Deion's son.
That's a possibility too, Shador.
Yeah, when they pick it?
When they pick it?
They on your boy show.
When they pick it? What number they got?
Colin.
I think number 3.
Colin was saying that.
That has been said. That's been said more than once.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff, Skiller. Good talking to you, bro. Let's get to the break. Pretty flip side of the break. We got some questions for you off the text line, and we got some other things to talk about. So keep it right. We got it. The Monday, March 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Just know the wicked for a righteous cause, and I would never ever see the righteous fall. But just stand for those who stand for themselves, unite and against all oppress and rebellion.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I never go in wrong congregation, boy. Boy, 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 boy. Rastaman are born vegan, so I'll never go.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 3rd edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty, along with Pearly and your company right up until 6 p.m., Naughty and Pearly, you talking about bad white boys in the NBA? What about Mikhail? Yes, man, Mikhail was bad.
From the iron range of Minnesota.
Man, isn't there Mikhail? Listen here, he looked like Frankenstein under the rim. That's why when the Lakers traded for Michael Thompson, and Michael used to play, and he looked like Count Chocolate taking on Frankenberry.
Yeah, and the Lakers literally got Michael Thompson.
Because he was Mikhail's cooler.
To hold Mikhail for the championships.
Mikhail, I know, and see, both of them played at the University of Minnesota.
Yes.
So they knew each other well, and Michael Thompson always had his number.
Always.
But yeah, McHale was a bad boy. Can't take nothing from him. Pearly, did you go to Sakurama this past weekend at Sac? And Pearly, are you ready for BAISS track and field this week?
Yes and yes.
Naughty, looks like the end of the world may come.
BAIS starts on Wednesday. Sac is be defending its championship.
Naughty, it looks like the world may come to an end and the rapture may be coming soon. The Lakers are in second place and may go to first place. And they may beat the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals and then beat the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. Naughty, I hope you're straight with the Lord. I'm very straight with the Lord.
First of all,
I'm very good with the Lord.
I don't see OKC losing 10 games but
hold on,
in the next,
and hold on,
over
and,
the next 20.
And because I'm straight with the Lord tells me, be wary of false prophets. And this is a false prophecy.
Texter, I don't know why you start naughty up this now, Texter.
Because the Lord has sent us a guardian angel by the name of Luka Doncic, who has come there and put his hands on the reins and say, look, LeBron, for the 5 years before I got here, you see what happened, right? Give me the reins. You're going outside over there.
Let me throw you some long
passes. I can deal with you.
You become the wide receiver.
I can make you look good. Nah, come here, Austin Reeves. I can continue making sure you get the ball so you continue to do you and look good. But Hachimura, I can make you look good. And Connect, you just get open, and I can make sure you get a wide open three.
The key to the Lakers is they got to hit them jump shots when Luka give you the pass.
The key to the Lakers is two unsung people that need credit. Jared Vanderbilt and Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yes.
They're both playing garbage roles, cleaning up the garbage, doing the dirty work, stat sheet full. Points, yeah. Rebounds, assists, steals. Chargers, they're doing the grunt work. They're doing the dirty work. And that's part of defense right there.
Yeah.
That's got the Lakers with the number two defense.
You know, Hayes is playing decent basketball. And if he continues that, we could be all right.
Yeah, but he got to eat.
Yeah, we could be all right. We could be all right. I think the Lakers got a shot. A lot of people are saying, okay, see, but Naughty alluded to this earlier. It's good when you have to play one game here, one game there, one game there, you could prepare. But when it's time to play a seven-game series, can OKC adjust?
And I can be honest with you.
Does OKC have enough talent?
Chet Holmgren injured right now. If Chet come back anywhere remote to close to healthy, they are tough out in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he's been back. He's back.
No, he's back out again.
He's out again, but he's not been healthy. And even though Shea is a great player, who else do they have that can help carry the team?
They got a lot of good role players after that, but you.
Yeah, but these guys who prepare for the game today. We playing the Lakers today. Tomorrow we're going to play Denver. The next day we're going to go play Minnesota. The next day we're going to go play Memphis. Now correct. I got to play the Lakers today. I got to play the Lakers tomorrow. I got to play the Lakers Thursday, Friday, Saturday. How do I adjust? Can OKC adjust enough like that? And I don't think they can. I think that's a great regular season team that can beat any team on any given night, but I don't know if they could beat a team consistently in a week.
But a team like Denver, who's been there, done that, got the T-shirt and battle tested.
That's a different team.
And a team like Memphis, if they get it together, they got some bigs. I'm not saying in other areas the Lakers can't exploit them, but they got some decent bigs.
They do have some decent bigs, but I think Memphis' problem is they're still too young and immature.
Exactly.
All right. Now, I think Denver, barring injuries, because they do have some key players out, I don't know if they come back healthy enough. The team that I would be concerned about is if Dallas comes back with AD, and how well would Golden State be?
I don't think they'll have enough
season.
Time to mesh. And
maybe
have
not. Maybe not. But my next question is, how well would Golden State be by the end of the year?
That's a dangerous animal. You got to.
You know, because you know Jimmy Butler knows how to win playoff games.
Anyway, we got to jump into the players. We got a good final take home today. As a matter of fact, you got Nick Wright breaking down this whole Lakers situation.
That should be interesting.
And you know, with Sam Acho and, you know, are the Lakers contenders?
Okay.
All right, but we got the picks. So I brought you, of course, by the Island Game. Don't forget the March Madness is coming up. If you're a bracketologist and you're good with brackets, you got a perfect bracket, you could win $250,000 from the Island Game. Closest bracket to being perfect, $3,000. All you got to do is sign up, and any $20 bet you make, they're going to get you registered for the bracketology. All right? And you got a chance at $250,000. For more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. It's the game you know, the friends you trust, and they always remind you to play responsibly. All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 big ones in the NBA tonight, Pearly. Here we go. Warriors, 12.5-point favorites over the Hornets.
I like that.
I like the Hornets plus the 12. I like the Warriors to win, but I don't think they're going to beat them by 12.
No, I like the Warriors and the points. I'll take the Warriors and the points.
All right, give me the Hornets and the points. I think the Warriors win, but I don't think they get them by the 12.5.
Okay.
Trailblazers plus 1.5 over the 76ers. I'm going to take the Trailblazers. I think they beat the Sixers tonight. Number one team in the league playing defense. Everybody talking about the Lakers number two. Guess who's number one? Portland.
Yeah.
So give me the Portland Trailblazers plus the 1.5.
Okay.
76ers is a crap show.
Yeah, but they 1.5 favorites.
Only because they're at home. Wizards, eight point dogs on the road. Miami, -8 at home. Give me the Heat in the money line.
Yeah, I agree. I the Wizards have really been in. Okay.
Give me the Heat in the money line.
I'll take
I don't want
the
them covering
line,
the 8 points.
Yeah.
Grizzlies, 8.5 at home, -8.5 against the Hawks. I'm going to take the Grizzlies in the money line again, too.
Young is game-time decision. Ja Morant is game-time decision. I will take the Wizards in the money line.
The Grizzlies
in the money line, sorry.
Got the Rockets plus 11 against the Thunder. Nobody's injured for the Rockets. This is a whopper line. I'm taking the Rockets plus the 11 points.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, Thompson and City all game-time decisions. I'll ride with you.
You got the Kings -2.5 against the Mavericks.
Actually, I like the Mavericks.
I like the Mavericks plus the 2.5 in that one, too.
Yeah.
You got the Pistons -11 against the Jazz. I'm going to play it safe. I'll take the Pistons in the money line over the Jazz.
The Pistons have been playing some really good basketball.
Yep.
I'm going to take the Pistons in the points just to be bold.
There you go. Well, there you have it. That's a wrap right there. And we're going to get to the break, flip side of the break. We got the final, 15 with Sam Acho and Nick Wright. But you are hosting for Zhivago again tomorrow,
I'll
right?
I'll be in Zhivago tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Not tomorrow, sorry. No, I'm not tomorrow. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. We're going to have some, we're going to talk about, you know, Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, so we're going to talk a little bit about Lent, what it is, what it means, and we're going to have three female priests from the Anglican Church.
There you go, boy.
Reverend Angel Belatius, Reverend Beryl Higgs, and Reverend Marie Roach.
I tell you, boy, you should be doing it, Pearly.
Hey, I learned it from the best.
There you go. Well, at least you know. All right. Normally he's charged for this, but you know, you're my boy. That's all good. We're going to take a quick break. All right, for Pearly, this is your boy Naughty. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Take care, everybody.
God, the wicked in a Babylon, so yeah, if you're weak. Whoa, be my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm. When the wicked rise against me, and order my steps, oh Jah. The way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no. Such a me got me sword, be my shield, on the battlefield, head on, the wicked I go feel it. We will take the stand against the ones who oppress us, and by every means, we just not give up, I live up now. You would stop killing us.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to ASEAN for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup Qualifiers. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Jungle Beach Boys, top 5 in CONCACAF, taking on Mexico, USA, and El Salvador. Beach party meets world-class soccer. Non-stop action, jungle rhythms, great food, and pure vibes. And it's free. Bring your crew, ring your cowbells, beat your drums, no whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer, pure vibes.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
I beat up at Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I said, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in, 8x48, 12x24, 24x24, and what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between, you can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I never go in wrong congregation. Boy, 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 boy. Rastaman are born pagan, so I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause Rastafari by the God. I'll never say what they daddy just say. For Emperor Selassie, I trust and obey. Cross the words of his substance. I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause cross the foreggy by the guidance. I'll never say what the wicked heart say. Neither will I walk in the council no day. All he has been no guy, so me
mythology and illusion, I'll be always burning. Corruption and confusion will be shown in the hatching. Careful, arrest the man with your false doctrine, your false teaching.
Is it championship or bust, James, for the Lakers? Talk to me, Jay.
I believe it is. I believe it is. You have two number one options, and you can choose among yourself of who you want to make the number two option. But if Luka's your number two option, how are we sitting up here saying that you ain't a championship basketball team? Ooh, yep. If Bron is your number two option, how are we sitting here saying you ain't a championship basketball team? On top of having really good players around them, you got Austin Reeves, you got Achimura. Like, this team right here, if they can continue to keep playing defense, you got two guys that can take over a game and make everybody around them better. And if Bron has it going, you're sitting here telling me Luka's number two. If Luka has it going, Bron's number two. I don't know if it's a team in the West that I can sit here and say they consistently can beat the Lakers in seven games to knock them out of the playoffs. Yep. I cannot say that. So with what I'm seeing from Luka right now and how the Lakers are playing since he's been over there, I believe this is championship or bust for them. I think they have the roster to do it. And, yeah, we can sit here and nitpick and say, well, they might not be big enough. Every roster ain't flawless.
Yep.
All right, you got to overcome some stuff. Yep. And if you got two of the better players in the world, you should be able to overcome some of that type stuff. So I'm going to say, man, this is a championship basketball team right here, man. I think it's championship or bust with what they're doing and what they got.
Well, I'm not going to say championship or bust. I do think in the next 3 years, next 4 years, they're going to win some championships. I think with Luka and LeBron, right? Because LeBron ain't slowing down at all. But I want to ask you this, though, real quick, James, because you know I'm a basketball nut.
My first
true love is hoops. In my head, I was Allen Iverson before I was shaking the court. So I'm just thinking of, like, they're winning and everything's working well. I think Luka's finally starting to get his legs under him a little bit, right? But as I think about, like, what teams in a midseason trade or first-year trade just go out there and just win a championship? I thought about the Warriors, but then the Warriors already had that winning DNA. They already had that coach already, right? Already and then a lot of guys leave. Steph was still there. Klay was still there, right? And Draymond was still there.
Yeah.
And then they added Kevin Durant, and they won. If I look at the Heat, it took them a year to get that thing together.
Yeah.
Yo, Giannis and Dame Lillard. People forget, like, when I was like, yo, they got Dame?
They're going straight there. You right?
Okay, so I'm thinking, like, tell me, what team has done that so far?
Yeah, it's a good point.
But it ain't a trade like this, though.
No, but I'm saying, I mean, star quality is star quality, right? I mean, you saying all that, right? When Kevin Durant said, yo, Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal's going to the Suns with Devin Booker, we all thought that was about to be, and it wasn't. So all I'm saying is that, not that the Lakers can't win a championship, but you tell me this year, right now, right away?
Yeah.
Mm. I think when they made this trade happen, I said, you know what? The Lakers dynasty is still going to be there. The legacy of the Lakers, right? You know, Boston Lakers are always going at it. I said, in the next 6, 7, maybe 10 years, I think the Lakers are in great hands with Luka. And you got another 3 years with LeBron. So they're going to win a championship, but to say it this year is a bust, I cannot agree with that.
Let me ask you a question. What team in the West, like watching the Lakers play right now since they got Luka, which team in the West in a seven-game series that you like are fully, fully confident could knock them off?
See, this is the thing, though. When you ask that question, right, it's always a team you don't expect.
No question.
So when before Kyrie Irving got to, even that part, when Kyrie Irving came to Dallas, nobody said, yo, they're going right to the finals.
And they didn't.
Okay, Luka's first time going to the Western Conference Finals, right? Nobody expected him to do that.
No doubt.
They smoked the Suns when the Suns was rolling.
No doubt.
You get what I'm saying? So it's always a team that you don't expect. Or how about when freaking Jimmy Butler took the Heat with a whole bunch of undrafted players? No doubt. You get what I mean? So when you ask me that question, I can't give you a realistic answer because history shows you that it's always a team that you don't expect to go out there and win.
You wouldn't be surprised.
I'm going to my basketball. You all know my basketball, though.
You wouldn't be surprised at all.
I thought you were going to say
the Warriors. If that team was Bron, and Luka.
No. You saying you still on the name thing. Star power is star power.
I'm just saying.
You know what I think, though, Jay, because you made a point that I want to piggyback on. Like, every team has weaknesses. But the beauty of the Lakers' weakness is the 2025 NBA can't exploit it. The Lakers' weaknesses, they ain't got bigs. If this was early 2000s and Tim Duncan and Shaquille O'Neal were just walking around, Amari Stoudemire walking around, I would care. If it was late 90s and Charles Barkley, Hakeem, Karl Malone were walking around, it would matter. But the biggest weakness for the Lakers, they do not have bigs, thus they do not have depth at big, but it's irrelevant because that's not the day and age of the NBA currently. I was watching yesterday and I realized LeBron or Luka were on the court at every minute of the game, either LeBron or Luka. You start the game, you get both of them. You end the half, you get both of them. You start the half, you get both of them. You end the game, you get both of them. And at minimum, you got one of them in between. So at every point in the game, you have an all-NBA caliber talent on the court. But the biggest thing for me was this. You know they say hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Uh-huh. But what in the world happens when talent does work hard?
Yeah.
And that's the Lakers right now. The Lakers right now are a talented team that works incredibly hard. Look no further than the score was 93-88. There were roughly 7.5 minutes left in the game. The Lakers, they get 4 offensive rebounds en route to LeBron James hitting a dagger corner three. I want y'all to rewatch it in case y'all missed it. I would suggest the most important possession of the game was right here. 93-88. You get 3-4 boards. You find LeBron in the corner. Now it's his third shot attempt. Bucket, 96-88. Game is blouses. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. But when you have two of the most talented players in the history of the game of basketball and they work hard, who's beating them? That's the question, Chase.
I think it is championship or bust. But I think it's a little more than what you guys were saying and you guys were saying. Isn't any blue chip franchise, isn't it always like a premier in any sport, championship or bust? Like Lakers, they're always expecting to win it. The Yankees, the Chiefs, the Celtics. So for me, they're always a blue chip franchise. And people are always, like you said, like the history is always there. They're always expected to do that. But this year specifically, I want to be careful saying it because there's still 6 weeks left. Now, they did move up to the 2 seed. Yeah. And to answer your question, because that's how I thought about it, James, who is going to be competing with the Lakers in a 7-game series? I think the Thunder. I don't know which way it goes right now. But the way it's working with the Lakers, when you have a top 3 scorer in the league in Luka, and you have the best closer in the game still in LeBron, you can divvy it up. You don't have to be on the court at the same time because they've shown in their they've won 16 of their last 19. And then you have Dalton Knecht last night. With 5 3-pointers, 19
they
points.
They got shooting, bro.
And, you know, and Austin Reeves didn't even play. Their true number 3. Hachimura didn't even play. And they're still winning games, and they're playing really good defense. So when you have a guy like Luka, who is can score, you know, he's finally shooting better because I think the first part of the trade, he wasn't shooting better. They're on a 6-game win streak. He's one of the best passers I've ever seen. Yeah. And then him and LeBron, if LeBron can stay healthy, if LeBron can stay hungry down the stretch, they don't need both of them at the same time to do it. Now you still have 6 weeks till the playoffs and stuff like that. But I like their chances, man.
You know, so sometimes, right, when I don't really know something in basketball, I always go to all my Hall of Fame basketball experts and et cetera, and we talk. And I remember last year
you don't come to me. I was a walking bucket.
Walking bucket.
So like I always look at like some players be playing so well, like role players in the regular season, and then why in the playoffs? I ask them, like why not the same?
Yeah.
You know what they say? They said, well, in basketball, right, you know, it's always a quick turnaround. So we might have a back-to-back, and we got to fly to this city or that city. So you don't get to really game plan like you want to. But in the playoffs, I'm playing this team the best out of 7 games.
Yeah.
So now I can really zone in on this team, on this particular player.
Yeah.
What's he do well? What doesn't he do well? So now he said, like, the scouting report is way different than the regular season. So now we're talking all this about LeBron. We're talking about Luka. And they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
I want to see if the role players can continue to play like this when now the focus is on you 24-7.
So they're game planning against Reeves. They're game planning against...
Not right now, they're not.
No, I'm saying in the playoffs. That's how they are.
Because to Shady's point, when the Nuggets won the chip, Murray, Jokic, but MPJ, he showed up.
Come on now.
KCP, he showed up.
Gordon.
He showed up.
Gordon showed up.
Gordon showed up. When you think about the Celtics, they won the chip off the brown of JT and JB. Yeah. But like Shady said, Derek White, he showed up. Drew, he showed up.
Horford, he showed up.
hobbled and whatnot, but even he tried to show up. And so to Shady's point, it is probably going to come down to Connect.
The role
will he show up? Reeves, will he show up? Gabe Vincent, will he show up? Vando, will he show up? DFS, will he show up? It's going to come down to all the mother cats.
I just don't think we've seen two players on the same team like these two.
I agree with
that. That's create and make everybody better. Like, even remember last year, I think they were playing the Celtics and in the finals. And we were like, these dudes missing a whole lot of wide open shots. Dallas Mavericks were. They missing a whole lot of wide open three-pointers as Luka was creating. Yeah, defensively is one thing, but you got two dudes that make everybody on the court better. So even though it is playoffs, I still think Austin Reeves is going to get some wide open threes.
Yeah, that's true.
Whether he knock them down or not, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Rui's still going to get some wide open threes. Yeah. Connect going to get some because of these two dudes' playmaking ability. So that's my thing.
If you had to compare, like, maybe like a situation like the Luke and LeBron, would it be more Steph and KD?
Like that stardom, that superstar power.
I don't know playmaker wise though. Like getting everybody.
Yeah, that's a good saying? One. Yeah, and now mind what? You, that Warriors team has so much open, depth, but those two.
So that's what I'm going. So because I'm saying like, okay, you keep talking about getting people open and this open shots and this and that, make it easier for the role players.
Yeah.
That's the Warriors with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. But the difference was the role players play tremendous.
Yeah.
And my thing is, are we going to see the same thing with, because it's going to get tough out there, though.
It is. It
right?
Is.
Right? You know what? Hey, look, and I keep saying, it's like, you know what? Hey, look, man, let LeBron and let Luka, they're going to score their 60s. Go ahead. Y'all get your 30 apiece, whatever you want to do. Cool, have that. Right? Or it's 40 apiece. Cool, 80, have that.
Who's scoring the other 20?
Oh, so that means we depend on 30. Austin to keep doing, right? You get what I'm saying with this?
Fresh out of the bench.
We're going to find out, though. All I'm saying is that when the Warriors were doing it, the Warriors had role players that were still delivering. And then you still had Clay was a role player now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
We all know without role players, they're going home.
What up, YouTube family? Welcome to the facility. Thanks for watching, and you better be sure to hit that subscribe button if you want to get more highlights from the show.